Create portfolio charter for design team and core steering team. The charter is a necessary component for any project, portfolio, or program. These terms are defined by the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as follows. Project. An endeavor with a specific objective to be met within predetermined time and dollar limitations, and that has been assigned for definition or execution. C. Project manufacturing, project management. Portfolio. In project management, a collection of projects that are grouped to facilitate management. They are not necessarily interdependent. Program. In project management, a coordinated set of related projects, usually including ongoing work. Note that though these terms are distinct, the charter generally fulfills the same requirement for each. The creation of the portfolio, or program, charter is the culmination of the activities and decisions executed during the initial phases of work, when data are gathered on the business context, the supply chain, and the goals and objectives of the portfolio. The charter details the following essential descriptions and expectations for the portfolio. Provides the portfolio team and all stakeholders with a full understanding of the scope and objectives. Details the background and business need for the portfolio. Helps to align assumptions and expectations among the executive team, executive sponsor, design teams, and associated shareholders. Provides a formal contract detailing the involvement of executive teams, design teams, and shareholders. Details the improvement program scope, performance metrics, schedule, activities, deliverables, resources, and expected benefits. The portfolio charter is a living document. It may be altered during the course of the portfolio due to decisions that affect scope, schedule, or cost. Changes should be carefully documented in accordance with the change management process, using agreed-upon nomenclature. The portfolio charters may use commonly accepted organizations and formats and may employ common tools. For example, Gantt charts, each will be unique based on the needs of the portfolio. As mentioned elsewhere, the decision to approve or reject a portfolio is up to the executive sponsor. The creation and approval of the portfolio charter is the first task in the second phase of the supply chain transformation process roadmap, as shown below. Subsequent steps discussed in this module are also shown. Create the rationale and urgency for supply chain transformation. Prepare for supply chain transformation. Develop a project portfolio charter and hold a kickoff. Scan the market for transformation drivers, including market changes, technological advancements, and societal environment, social imperatives such as sustainability versus task environment, all external stakeholders. Assess the supply chain current state, analyze gaps, and do maturity assessments. Develop a new set of metrics for both as-is and to-be measurement, map as-is processes, and model/analyze alternatives. Identify transformation initiatives, collect data, and set priorities. Create portfolio plans, for example, resources, governance, a project portfolio roadmap, and a detailed business case that aligns with corporate strategy and presents estimated project budgets. Draft execution plans and prioritize projects in the portfolio. Execute the supply chain transformation. Review the supply chain transformation.